Did that come through? I was just asked, what did you replace your mobile with? You had that stolen. And I know you were looking at getting a new one.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, monitoring.
Lots of activity on 224-300.
Oh, it's Saturday.
Well, I was down there. I knew there was a reason, but now I'm upstairs.
There was an 8 o'clock net, but now there's just conversation, chatter, QSOs.
Oh, really? Yeah. What are they talking about?
Oh, yeah, I can hear Shannon. I forget her call sign. She's on there right now. Some children.
Yeah, FKX and others. There you go. Radio-related topics and otherwise, other things, keeping the frequency busy.
I'll wait for a spot if I can. And what time did it start? I think it started at, actually it starts at 8, I believe.
It's been starting at 8 o'clock for the past few years. 8 o'clock, Saturday night.
Right. Yeah, so it's must be a lot of people checking in. It's still going.
Net control was Brian, VE7CTH.
CTH. Remember CTS. Tom. He's RIP.
Oh, yeah, I remember him quite well, yeah. Charlie Tango Sierra. Yeah, I talked to him many a time back in the 80s and 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, I just got my license and I met him on the air and he was local, so I just ended up popping by his place one day and got to know him. And yeah, he was very knowledgeable. Ham radio guy. I think he did CW too.
Oh, yeah. He was quite active, you might say. Yeah. Many a memory there, that is for sure. The 8 o'clock net Saturdays is normally Alex, VE7NSK, that's net control, but obviously Brian did it tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, NSK. Yeah, I wanted to. He wants to look at my tuner, and I would too, but I can't get motivated to get it to him. And anyway, it's everything's hanging in the air. Nothing is critical. It's just stuff that I'd like to get done, you know.
Hanging in the air. Yeah, his call sign is short for his hometown. The city.
Oh, who's that?
His call sign. It's the abbreviation or short for his hometown, the city where he's from.
Who is that again?
You talking about Alex?
Huh. You lost your train of thought, I guess.
Were you talking about Alex, NSK?
Yeah. Is it Alex? Who are we talking about?
Who is usually net control on 224-300 at 8 o'clock on Saturdays.
I thought he was from Siberia.
Precisely. The name of the city is Novosibirsk, in the Novosibirsk Oblast in Siberia. NSK, short for Novosibirsk.
Huh. I thought he was Russian. Sounds like a Russian accent.
Yeah. Well, the last time I checked, unless they moved it, Siberia is in Russia.
Well, there you go.
Nope,
which reminds me, I've got to get a bottle of that for New Year's Eve. I'm going to make martinis and get a nice cigar.
Vodka.
And I'm going to buy a cigar. I don't know why, but I've just been thinking, I got to have a nice cigar on New Year's Eve.
That would hit the spot. I have a panoramic view of the city, so I can watch all the fireworks.
Ah, and a wee tram of something, perhaps.
Yeah, 224-300 seems to be in resting phase right now. Frequency's gone quiet. I got it tuned in on a separate receiver here. Well, I got six receivers here connected to six antennas, so I can be on multiple frequencies. Most convenient.
Six? Is that all you got?
I'll key it up right now. You can hear it.
Well, three dual antennas, so three times two is six.
It is.
Usually.
Three times two, six. Right on.
Yeah. Dual band transceivers connected to dual band antennas. That would mean three 2-meter frequencies and three 70-centimeter frequencies.
I've only got five antennas.
Only five. Yeah, I got some outside, and I got a couple indoors, too. Indoor quarter-wave whips. Outdoor Diamond X50s. I got two of those.
Are your indoors plugged in?
Oh, totally. Yeah, why not?
Well, you got more than I do, then. Because I've got, like, two radios per antenna.
Ooh, no shortage of antennas and radios. It does give you that versatility.
It does. I use my 10-meter antenna for just 10 meters, and then the dual-band antenna is both upstairs and downstairs. The HF antenna is both downstairs and the one right above it. Oh, the beam is on the other radio just like this one, upstairs. Only it's on the beam, and, well, I don't use it to dock, but I do use it to seek.
Ah, seek and find. Yeah, with that versatility, I'm sometimes juggling two to three nets at the same time. Not so many tonight. There's not a lot of nets on Saturday nights. Except for that one on 224-300. Not a whole lot else, really.
Oh, well, I guess you use that opportunity to just mix it up in a conversation so far.
Yeah, just banter back and forth. Regular chit-chat, but non-net type communications. On a night like tonight, Sunday's got a few nets. And, of course, Monday and Tuesday are prime nights for nets. Well, days, too, I guess. Daytime and nighttime. And Wednesday, it's got its fair share, and so does Thursday. So, Friday. Oh, yeah, Friday. two check-in and chat nets, plus the TGIF net that ran last night.
Right. I don't think I made it, or at least I don't remember.
Yeah. A net that's a little bit later at night, maybe a more relaxed time period, 10 o'clock p.m. to be precise.
It seems like time is just flying by. Before you know it, it's coming around again. Patterns. Remember that movie, Patterns?
Yeah. I heard a commercial today for Valentine's Day, and that's